Good evening and welcome back to Thirsty Thursday in the Word here at Kernersville Friends. I'm Pastor Jeff, and I know those of you have been joining us regularly. I hope you've enjoyed this, and if you're new to us, check up with us every Thursday. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your Son. We thank you for this Christmas season that we had. We hope everybody had great, safe family gatherings in the past week or so, and maybe they still got some coming up, and we're about to go into and invest in a new year. So Lord, as we prepare for that, I want to reflect a little bit on the meaning of "For God so loved the world." And we'll do that in the Word as we get into this. But Lord, bless us. Give us all ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's start with this scripture from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Matthew 1, verse 23. "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." Who's Jesus? Who is Jesus? People have been trying to describe or define who Jesus is for centuries. The Bible does it pretty well, so we need to lean on Scripture. He is a remarkable person. Jesus is God's Son. He has kind of a dual role in this world. He's not only the Son of God, but he's also the Son of Man. And there's a duality there that not really true of any other religion. The Son of God and the Son of Man. He is God in God's essence and his nature and his eternal being. Hard to grasp, isn't it? Jesus is fully God, yes, yet also fully man. How can that be? You know, when he was born, the name given to him, Emmanuel, means God with us. So God has come to be with us through his Son. It's like, "Son, will you go represent me to these people? You are me. You are who I am. I give all of what I have to you. Now go and save these people from their sins." And the sacrifice that he made for us is truly remarkable too. I can't even fathom the depth of the sacrifice. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son for us to reconcile us to him." He gave him to the whole world, not just me and you, but definitely for me and for you. It's hard to fully grasp these details, I know, but I think your relationship with the Holy Spirit helps clear that up for you. And I pray that you'll get invested and invite the Holy Spirit into your life. Because God wants to bless you that way. Jesus, when he was resurrected, when he went to be with his Father, he told them before he left, he told the disciples, "I'm going to leave one with you here that's going to be your counselor. He's going to be there for you. The Holy Spirit is going to dwell in you instead of just on you as he did prior to this. He's going to be in us. Whether we have weaknesses or sorrows or joys forever, Jesus, the God-man, is present with us through the Holy Spirit. He is our joy. We can never understand the inexpressible change that occurred through the virgin birth of Jesus. But we do know this fact. If Christ would do that for us, he must love us very, very much. Because he's with us. He's here. And we can boldly approach the throne through Jesus Christ and through the Holy Spirit anytime we need to. God loved us so much. God be with you. I hope you've enjoyed your Christmas. Happy New Year.